God answered and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord.
God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord.
God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord.
God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. The foundation principle that we're coming from can be found in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3. I'm going to read from several translations so that we can get the clearest understanding possible. The easy to read ERV says, "The Lord answered me, write down what I show you, write it clearly on a sign so that the message will be easy to read. This message is about a special time in the future. This message is about the end and it will come true. Just be patient and wait for it. The time will come. It will not be late." I'm also going to read from Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 2 and 3 from the Good News Translation. "The Lord gave me this answer, write down clearly on tablets what I revealed to you so that it can be read at a glance. Put it in writing because it is not yet time for it to come true. But the time is coming quickly and what I show you will come true. It may seem slow in coming, but wait for it. It will certainly take place and it will not be delayed." That was the Good News Translation. Let me read it from the Amplified Bible in this interpretation. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint." Let me say that real slow. "It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day." Isn't that something? Now, I'm going to give you another foundation that ties in with Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3, in this teaching called God Answers and God Blesses. Here is the foundation. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. I'm going to give you the easy to read version. This is about the priest's blessings. "The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons that when they bless the Israelites, this is what they should say. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord smile down on you and show you his kindness. May the Lord answer your prayers and give you peace. In this way, Aaron and his sons will use my name to give a blessing to the Israelites, and I will bless them." Now, let me read the Good News Translation of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27, the priestly blessing. "The Lord commanded Moses to tell Aaron and his sons to use the following words in blessing the people of Israel. May the Lord bless you and take care of you. May the Lord be kind and gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. And the Lord said, if they pronounce my name as a blessing upon the people of Israel, I will bless them." Now let's look at the same text from the Amplified Translation. "And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron and his sons, this is the way you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. And they shall put my name upon the Israelites and I will bless them." Now let me give you the revelation of the appointed time. Let's go back to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3. This is the revelation of the appointed time. You see, the revelation, which is also translated as a vision. The revelation, the vision. The revelation, the vision. The revelation, vision, is attributed especially to the prophets. The revelation was to be written down to preserve it for the future. The revelation was to be written down to preserve it for the future. Isn't that something? To make plain refers to clarity and form by engraving the words or in content of the writing material. That's why it has to be made plain. When you receive a vision or a revelation that comes from God, not only does it have to be written down, but it has to be made plain. It has to be in clarity. The words are important, and it must be written down on writing material to make it plain. You see, the prophecy has a lasting relevance and is to be guarded accordingly. The prophecy that comes from God through the Spirit has a lasting relevance to it. It's very relevant, and it's a lasting relevance. It must be written down, and it must be guarded, okay? You see, the tablets may have been composed of stone at that time. They may have been composed of clay or even metal during those ancient times. And herald literally means the one who reads, like a newspaper, the herald, the newspaper. So the one who reads is the translation of the word herald, whose role would then be to run with the message. Okay, this is where newspapers come from. You get a message from the messenger and you run with the message. Run with refers to prophetic activity. To run with refers to the prophetic activity. Foundation is Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 21. To run with refers to prophetic activity. The content is concerned with the preservation of the revelation as a source of encouragement for the future. Let me say that real slow. The content is concerned with the preservation of the revelation. It must be preserved as a source of encouragement for the future rather than with its geographical proclamation. It doesn't make a difference where you hear the revelation at. Write it down and preserve it for the future because it is a source of encouragement for the prophet of God. You see, the directive to write it down is given because the revelation awaits a future fulfillment. The directive, the directions is to write. Write is given because the revelation has to wait for a future fulfillment. And that's why when we get revelations and visions and dreams, we have to write them down. At the end, its impact extends beyond the present. It must therefore be transmitted by means of a permanent record. You see, indeed, this fulfillment may appear to linger, suggesting a delay beyond what is expected or intended. You see, the Lord's timetable differs from a human one. Let me say that real slow. The Lord's timetable always differs from a human timetable. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 10. And the end implies determination of a certain object, activity, or period of time. You see, the immediate context of the revelation is the end of the Babylon oppression. Let me say that real slow. When it comes down to the end, the revelation of the appointed time, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. When it talks about the end, it's talking about the end of the Babylonian oppression for which the prophet must wait. You have to wait until your oppression comes to the end. There is an appointed time. There is an appointed time. Let me say this real slow. There is an appointed time for the revelation's fulfillment determined by the Lord. Okay? Fulfillment of every revelation is determined by the Lord. So when you receive a revelation, when you receive something that comes from the Spirit of God, a vision, a dream, a revelation, there is an appointed time for the revelation to be fulfilled. And that fulfillment of the revelation is only determined by the Lord. It's not determined by the pastor of the church. It's not determined by no prophet. It's not determined by no apostle. It's not determined by a fivefold ministry teacher. It's not determined by the evangelist. Okay? The revelation's fulfillment can only be determined by the Lord. No man, no woman. I don't care what kind of robe that they wear. I don't care how big their congregation is. I don't care what kind of car they drive. I don't care what kind of money they're bringing in at the church when they pass the plates around. I don't care what kind of house they live in. I don't care how the first lady look in the church, her suits and her hats and all of that, and the wigs that they be wearing on their head. That's not what this is about. It has nothing to do with how many deacons or how many ministers are on your team. It has nothing to do with your praise team. I'm telling you what the Lord is saying. There is an appointed time for the revelation's fulfillment. And the fulfillment of the revelation can only be determined by the Lord. You false prophets need to stop lying. And it will not prove false, and it will not disappoint, but it will certainly come to pass. You see, the reader may run with confidence the race marked out for him, or the reader may run with confidence the race that is marked out for her, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. You see, the logical outcome for this revelation is that one should wait. Let me say that real slow. The logical outcome for this revelation is that one should wait. One should wait for what? what? Wait for the appointed time. Wait for the revelation to be fulfilled. Wait for the determination of the Lord. That's what you wait for. Why? Because it will not prove to be false, and it will not disappoint, but it will surely come to pass. The logical outcome for this revelation is that one should wait. Now, let's go back to the other foundation of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. The reality of the blessing of the Lord. Put that in the atmosphere. The reality of the blessing of the Lord. Because we're talking about God answers. That's what God does. God answers and God blesses in the threefold name of the Lord. God answers and God blesses. We talked about the revelation of the appointed time from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And now we've talked about Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. That was the priest's blessings or the priestly anointing. Now we're going to dive into the priest's blessings or the priest's anointing. The reality of the blessings of the Lord. There's a reality to the way the Lord blesses us. And here's the reality. The words of the prayer is the provision for God's desire to bless his people. That's coming from Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to verse 27. The words of the prayer is the provision for God's desire to bless his people. You see, blessing is his ideal. It is not something his people must beg for, but the outreaching of his grace. You don't have to beg God to bless you. Why? Because blessing is God's ideal. Let me say that real slow. No one has to beg God to bless them, because blessing is God's ideal. It is not something that his people must beg for, but it is the outreaching of his grace. You see, the pattern and the language of the prayer in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 and 27, the pattern and the language of the prayer is exquisite and it's poetic. There are three lines each with the divine name Lord. There are three lines in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. And in the three lines, there is the divine name Lord. The repetitious of the divine name is threefold. It's a threefold repetition of the Lord. May the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord. It's threefold repetition of the name of the Lord, okay? It gives force to the expression of verse 27 and is certainly fitting with the latter Christian revelation of the Trinity. There are 12 words to the prayer which suggest in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. There are 12 words to the prayer which suggest the 12 tribes of Israel. This prayer speaks of the light of the presence of the Lord, but there is a sense that the prayer itself is light-giving. Let me say this real slow. The prayer speaks of the light of the presence of the Lord, but there is a sense that the prayer itself is light-giving. Prayed in faith, it expects God to respond by drawing near and enfolding one in his grace. Let me say this real slow. When it is prayed the right way, and the only way that is the right way when anyone prays is to pray in faith and according to faith, a righteous faith. It expects God. When you pray in faith, it expects God to respond by drawing near and enfolding one in his grace. The concluding words promise that God will bless his people. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 and 27, okay? The concluding words promise that God will bless his people. You can put a period at the end of that. You see, the Lord blesses the whole by blessing individuals. Let me say this real slow. The Lord blesses the whole by blessing individuals. And he blesses individuals by blessing the whole. The Lord bless you and keep you are words of reminder, of attestation of promise. The but resting words and keep you, that's a but resting word. When you hear and keep you, that's a but resting. You can rest your butt on what God says and keep you. I rest my butt on that. When I hear the scripture and I see the text that says and keep you, I rest my butt on that, and you can rest your butt on that too. The butt resting words and keep you further explain his blessing. God's intention for his people is their good. He will preserve them to enjoy that good. You see, when you live according to the purpose and the plan of God, the will of God, you can rest in his words. And when you rest in the word of God, it explains how God blesses you. God has an intention for his people, and the intention is this. The intention that God has for you and the intention that God has for me as his people is our good. God's intention for us is good. He will preserve us to enjoy everything good that he promised for us to have. And the words, make his face shine upon you. Make his face shine upon you. Recall the experience of Moses on Mount Sinai from the Exodus chapter 34, 29 to 35. And his glory had caused Moses' face to shine. So the Lord desires to make his presence known to all his people. Let me say that real slow. And his glory had caused Moses' face to shine. So the Lord desires to make his presence known to all his people. You see, when Moses was on the mountain, it was in the context of terror. But God had come down in grace. Let me say that real slow. When Moses was on the mountain, it was in the context of terror when he was on the mountain. But God had come down in grace. God had come down in favor. God had come down in pleasure. God had come down in delight. Oh, come on, somebody. His revelation was of mercy. Hence, we have the splendidly suitable tie of the light of his face and the grace of his presence. Isn't that something? The light of his face and the grace of his presence. Because the revelation was of mercy. The Hebrew word shalom, which means peace. The Hebrew word shalom, which is peace, is here seen in the most expressive fullness, not just as an absence of war. You see, peace is not just an absence of war, but as the positive state of rightness and the fullness of well-being. This kind of peace comes only from the Lord. The expression, turn his face, suggests pleasure and affection. Let me say that real slow. The expression, turn his face, suggests pleasure and affection, and is functionally equivalent to smile. Isn't that something? When God turns his face to you, it's suggestion of pleasure and affection, which is equivalent to a smile on somebody's face. Isn't that something? You see, the Lord says that this prayer is the means of placing his name on his people. Oh, come on, somebody. That's what Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to verse 27 is all about. It's about the Lord says that this prayer is the means or the way of placing his name on his people. Since the Lord itself is a term of blessing whereby the eternal God states his relatedness to his own people, these words of blessing could not be more appropriate. The prayer is designed to help the people experience the reality of the blessing of the Lord. Let me say this real slow. The prayer in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27, it's a prayer. The prayer is designed to help the people of God experience the reality of the blessings of the Lord. Now I have a prayer that breaks down Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3, combined together with the prayer from the words of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to verse 27. And I want to share this revelation with those under the sound of my voice, that you would be blessed by the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Father through the Holy Spirit, that you would be a witness to the Word of God in your life as an individual child of the Most High God, that you would be blessed as an individual believer, that when you come collectively together in the corporate body of Christ, in the corporate baptism of the corporate body of the believers who are baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit, the corporate agreement, the corporate providence of God's anointing and God's power through the Trinity, that together and collectively, a stronger release, a greater impartation of faith to make this word manifest and become true and become live and become real in your own life. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, according to my faith and my belief, Jesus is the Son of God. I receive the coming of the Holy Spirit because I'm baptized into the Holy Spirit and I'm born of the Spirit of God. I decree and declare God's word that the Spirit of truth is with me and living inside of me now. Father, your word says according to John 14, 13 and 14, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it in the name of Jesus the Christ. You also said in Numbers 14 and 28, as truly I live, said the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, according to your word in Job 22, 27 and 28, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon my ways in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, I decree your word. So shall my words be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return
return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it, according to Isaiah 55:11, in the name of Jesus the Christ. In the spirit of thanksgiving, I make my requests, I make my petitions, I make my supplications, and I make this prayer known to you, my Father. The Lord bless me and watch, guard, and keep me. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten me, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and give in favor to me. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon me and give me peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. And they shall put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. I receive the provision for God's desire to bless me, because I understand blessing is God's ideal for me to be blessed. And the outreaching of God's grace touches me now. For my God makes it good for me, and my God allows me to enjoy that good in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. God makes his presence known to me, and God comes to me according to his grace and his revelation of mercy in the light of his face and the grace of his presence upon me in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. I experience God's peace in the absence of war, and I live positive in the state of rightness, and the fullness of well-being is upon me because God turns his face to me with pleasure and affection in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. God has placed his name upon me as his people, and I belong to God. Now I experience the reality of the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. The Lord makes plain with clarity to me his revelation and vision, and God's prophecy for my life remains relevant in the relevance of God and is guarded accordingly in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. I run with the message of the prophetic activity in my life. God's revelations to me have been preserved as a source of encouragement for my future fulfillment in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. According to the timing of my Lord, let me enter into the end of all my Babylonian oppression. And Father, bring me into my appointed time for the revelation's fulfillment determined by the Lord in the name of Jesus the Christ. I declare to be true on this day. Let my time of waiting connect together with the appointed time, for God's vision in my life will certainly take place, and it will not be delayed in the name of Jesus the Christ. I'm in agreement with God's answers and God's blessings for me in the reality of the blessings of the Lord, and I thank you, Father, for them in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be unto me as you have said, my Lord, and let it be unto every living soul under the sound of my voice who is spiritually alive and separated from spiritual death. I pray that God will answer and God will bless everyone under the sound of my voice who is a baptized believer and who is a receiver of the word of God. God answers and God blesses. God answers and God blesses. God answers and God blesses. I make a prophetic declaration over those under the sound of my voice. Open up your mouth and say it now. God answers and God blesses. God answers and God blesses. According to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 and 3, and according to Numbers chapter 6 verse 22 to 27. God answers and God blesses. This is the ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Jerome Williams, minister of God in Christ Jesus Foundation. If this has been a blessing to you, sow a seed of faith, and send it in the name of Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation, and send it to P.O. Box 2617, Gardena, California, 90247. This is the ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Williams. Praise God and bless his name. Shalom.
What?